the stuff people bring escorts to when escorts are doing the actual job they say they're doing when you heard about escorts, you know, it's like, well, you're paying me for my time, whatever happens, thing, it's like, we can go to dinners. And you're like, yeah, I used to drive them. And I'll tell you what, they weren't going to any galas. They were going in the front of a house I thought was abandoned to get fucked by a guy whose arm is always broke or has polio.
You used to drive hookers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was
what
a
does that make
job.
You in the pimp hierarchy? Were you like a, you're a wheelman?
Wheelman, just but
Big J,
technically
they're
to protect them. Protecting them in the, like the strippers more, they were all like strippers and prostitutes for the most part. But the strippers was a scarier job because you have to go in and like make sure everything's like kind of okay.
Oh, you did like the bachelor party guy who like went in and like counted the money?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The prostitutes were easy. You just drive up out front and they go in and they'll be like, if all goes great, I'll be, you know, it's supposed to be there for like an hour. They're like, I should be out in 15 minutes. And like they usually would. But the one time I drove someone outside of Pennsylvania, someone out, it was outside of Philly. I drove a girl one time and like we picked her up. And like, this is also the thing you get to see, like the, this is not, like this guy's definitely not going to be happy. You know, when you're driving someone out, I picked them up and I was like, unless this guy, there's no way this guy picked her. This is like before like internet was everything. So you were going on like a Yellow Pages call or like, I guess like the
you
back
had the
of
the rhino
Philadelphia
in the car.
Weekly
you had
or something.
The Rocksteady in the car. Do you guys ever get caught in sex traffic?
I don't know. I did
if,
it.
For, if it were bumper to bumper, that would be sex traffic. That would be
sex traffic. Sex traffic. But we, I drove this girl. I knew she was like, I'm like, this guy is not going to like her. She was like, we drove this nice neighborhood and this girl was like gothed out, like big, heavy set chick, real milky skin. It was just a look that I'm certain the guy who lives here was not going for. And she goes,
are you sure you weren't trying to hog? Being like, this guy's not going to be into you. You should actually just pull over.
Let me get you away from all this.
Yeah, that's what I did when I was catering. You're going to take one of the palms. You know what I mean? If I'm driving a hooker, I'm going to go, come on. How about a kiss? Of one kiss. Oh, they're never going to know. Give me a little smidge.
Well, the first girl I ever drove, well, I'll go back to that in a second. But this girl, she went inside the, she went to the guy's house. And I'm just waiting in the car. And then she comes back like 3 minutes later.
What?
And she goes, he said that I'm not what he was expecting and blah. And he's sending me whatever. So I was like, I saw coming. And she goes, and now no matter what, the guy's got to pay X amount for me.
Yeah.
For like the drive or whatever it was, like $25. That meant the world to me at the time for sure. And so she was like, he's not. She goes, I was like, oh. I was like, so he just gave you like the, you know, the cancel money or whatever. And she was like, no, he wouldn't give me any money at all. And I was like, shit. And I just gotta hedge the bets, you know. I'm like, what does this asshole look like? Because you're waiting to hear like,
six,
I'm like,
eight.
Hey, so I can go find him, but like I'm really just asking. I'm like, is this worth $25 for me to go knock on this guy's door? And she was like, he's like this little like nerdy whatever guy. So I was like, oh, good. So I go, I knock on the door, and I was like, and she kind of came with me, which I didn't think was a good idea. And he opens the door, you know, with kind of like, I don't want like trouble thing. And I was like, no, man, just gotta like, you're supposed to give like $50. I guess like 25 for each of us or something like that. And he was like, he was basically being a dick. He was like, I don't have the money. And I'm like, buddy, you gotta give it. And then she just busts the door open and started like unhooking his VCR. And she was, well, I'm taking something with me or something like that. Like, I got her not to do that ultimately, but like, she was planning on walking out there with something. And then having to drive a rejected hooker home is such a hilarious like conversation.
Yeah.
She's like, actually, I probably went in there with a bad attitude because I didn't want to fuck him. Like, sure.
Yeah,
sweetheart, you got it. But
I'm glad I didn't get his VCR. I didn't even fucking want it, dude.
The first girl I ever drove, I remember being like impressed by her because she was just pretty. One,
it'd be funny if you're like 12 and this is just your paper route.
I was 18, I think.
Damn,
18 or 19. I only did this for a very short amount of time.
How'd you get this gig?
My friend Ernie was dating a girl whose dad was just like probably like weird connected shit or something like that, and it was like they had a guy who like just ran stripper. It was supposed to just be strippers ultimately. Yeah. And like, you just go there and whatever. I found out very quick because the guy was like, all the other drivers for this company were like old men. I remember asking the guy one time, like, how the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like, am I the only, and I feel like I'm in danger a lot. And he was like, well, he goes, they have guns. Like, you don't have a gun? And I was like, no. And he was like, well, do you want one? And I was like, no. And he's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, dude, because I get too nervous. So I was like, I'm going to pull out way too early because I'll be nervous. It's always like 15 guys, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I've had him say things like, you're supposed to stop us if we do anything. And I'd be like, yeah, me and this guy are supposed to stop us. I'd be in a circle already pointing at everybody. Trying to John Wick both hands. Yeah, it was terrifying.
Just at a bachelor party in the Poconos.
No, I was always last. Same company as the one I did the dressing up at kids' parties for.
That was the funniest.
What?
Hold on. I know you've told this story a million times, but can you please tell us that story?
Which?
The dressing up and...
There's a couple of them. The Elmo. The Elmo.
Yeah, the Elmo.
The Elmo. Yeah, yeah.
Just let me get that story.
That was the first one they sent me to. The guy was like, hey, if you want to make more money, I also, during the day, the stripper company does kids' parties where you dress up as the costumes. Same guy, you go to the same guy's house with his fucking koi pond and pick up the fucking bag. The trash bag, mind you, full of costume. That was like not the licensed ones, I guess you'd say. You know, they were like shitty costumes.
Knockoff Elmos.
So I was Elmo, and they sent me. I was the last call for the stripper thing and this. Like, the, you know, we need somebody. Our main guys can't do it. So I always got the shittiest gigs. And I mean, like, real, like, North Philly, like, scary places to go. And I went as Elmo right away. No one's happy to see me. They're like, why is a white guy with a garbage bag coming to our front door? And then they let me in, and I was like, yeah, I'm here for the kids, you know, I'm Elmo. And they go, oh, all right, go change in the back. It's sweltering hot. It's like summertime. I put on the Elmo costume, and then I come out to start there, and I tell them, like, you know, he keeps yelling at me to do the hokey pokey, but I was giving her, I gave her like a CD you have to like put in. And she was like, we ain't got no player here. Just do the hokey. She kept yelling, do the hokey pokey at me, which is a funny thing to be yelled at. And then, you know, I got a little screen. I'm like, miss. It's sort of the closer, you know, like the hokey pokey with all the kids. And then, whatchamacallit, this little girl, this little black girl, like Barrett's there. She was so cute. Like, it was a moment where I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, this kid, because she did like the hug. She hugged my leg and loved you, Elmo. And then kids, like bad kids, you could tell, were coming in the block on bikes. And they came to the party. And while this girl's literally hugging my leg, the kid was like, yeah, that ain't the real Elmo. And she's like, yes, it is. And he's like, no, it ain't. And he starts looking through the grill thing. And he's like, you see? And
you're like, hey, get out of here, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm going, oh, come on, kid. And he just lifts the sleeve up of the thing and screams. He goes, Elmo's white.
Dude, that's like being in a shark cage.
Yeah, the mom came over and she was yelling at the kid. That is, she goes, "No, this is Elmo, honey. This is Elmo." And the little girl's getting upset. And then the kid just pointing it out. And you're almost going like, "Hey, kid, stop!" Yeah. And he goes, "If that's the real Elmo, why is he wearing FUBU sneakers?" Which I was.
Sick
FUBU sneakers. And then the kid said, he goes, let's see if Elmo has nuts. And then I couldn't find him out of my little screen. And I was turning, and then he just launched me. And like, no repercussions.
He just socked, no, nothing. You, just socked you in the balls.
I mean, the top of his foot hit like my ass crack. Like he was, he got in it.
Let's see if Elmo has balls. And look into his screen like...
Yeah. I was like, it was like Hurt Locker sweat going on.
Like Iron Man in his mask.
You wouldn't expect a from behind nut kick. That was truly a master. That was a young maestro.
No, not from behind. It was from the front. You got me from the front.
You got your ass. But
it was so it was so in there.
Your ankle like gooch.
That is crazy, though, to leave like a, presuming a slightly fucked up household and spy Elmo. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm ruining this shit.
I have less scary stories from the stripper thing than than the kids' parties, dude. The kids, one time I went, and the owner of this company would say whatever to sell.
Sorry, we got some plumbers here. They're going wild.
The owner of the company would say whatever to sell the kid.
To the house.
Getting all your poops out. The owner would do anything to sell the gig.
Yeah.
So I was going to be as Winnie the Pooh to a kid's party, North Philly. And I get in there, and then the guy goes, as soon as I get there, the guy goes, as soon as I get in there, it's like, he goes, yo, where's the presents and balloons? And I was like, which I thought was even a weird thing that someone would ever believe that's going to happen. I'm like, you want to just bring random presents for your child? Like, I don't even know if it's a boy or a girl or what. And he's like, well, I was told you'd bring presents and balloons. So I was like, well, I'm sorry. I go, let me call the company. And I called the guy, and the guy was like, yeah, I just said it because you're there already. Like, they're going to.
He was like,
yeah, no, he's like, he told him that's a bullshit. And he goes, put him on the phone. And now, like, I didn't know this was the scam. Put him on the phone. And now we'll take a couple bucks off, but you're already there. And I was
oh my God.
Okay. So, like,
it's also crazy to be like, yeah, we don't need to get the presents. Winnie the Pooh is going to come bring all the presents and decorations.
They said they would. That would be
He said he's Winnie the Pooh's going to bring presents. Like, what?
Damn.
So, the guy was like, he gets him on the phone. He's like, all right. And I go into this house, and it was like the, do you remember the party in Menace to Society where Kane beat the guy who was talking shit about Jada Pinkett?
No.
Not really.
It was like that party.
Okay. All right. This still gives me a good idea.
Multiple dice games going on. Two babies in high chairs eating Cheerios. The only children at this party. And it's one of those kids' birthday. So when I go in, the guy was like, I was like, where could I change? And he goes, go upstairs. Is it bad?
No, fuck it.
He was like, go upstairs and change in the bedroom. So I went up to a bedroom and closed the door. And it was fucking.
Sorry. My plumbers, they're just drummers.
Yeah, they're just fucking. They're doing some.
Yeah,
they're all right. They figured it out.
Dukes, dude. They're sorting it out.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's all right.
So you're up in the bedroom.
I go up in this bedroom. I close the door, and the guy's like, "Don't close that door, motherfucker." And I was like, "I already did." And he was like, "Oh man, the door, like when you close it, it won't open."
Oh no.
So now I have to wait for them to take the door off the hinges. And I was, it was funny, like the door, it literally fell. It was like an old Philly, like shitty house.
Yeah.
So this heavy ass door, like they take out the hinges and it goes on, like, it hits the bed, and, like the dust comes up. And I'm literally standing there holding a Winnie the Pooh hit, like, it's like, a, like the right stuff. Like I'm holding like an astronaut's helmet. I'm like, let's go.
So
make
you were
history.
Dressed as Pooh, just not with the head on yet.
Yeah, no head on. And then I went downstairs and I gave the guy, again, the CD to put in for the Hokey Pokey songs or whatever. And the guy goes, just.
No, they say, like, you just drank too much.
I'm going to go back to the raw milk, I think.
I know
it's just not enough for me to stay away from
it. I know you're going to go back to the beef bourguignon.
I was going to ask for that video of me throwing up over the beef bourguignon. I thought that would be good if I ever have a production company.
I know, beef bourguignon.
We could have bourguignon productions. And then, bourguignon.
Yeah.
Did you throw up the bourguignon?
Yeah, me and him went out one night in Philly.
I never told you this?
No. And he got fucking hammered. He got shit-faced at dinner. And he got beef bourguignon. And then we got back to my apartment, and he was fucking puking. And he was like, Shine, don't follow me. I was filming him.
I asked him not to record.
He was like, I'll record this. And I was like, I'm not.
And then he showed it to my wife. I try and say that we work hard when we're on the road. He's like, James, we're so fucked up. Look at him vomiting beef bourguignon.
But the beef burger, you know, like in between, he vomits so loud. It's like,
that is a problem that I do have.
And then he goes, too much beef burger.
I don't know how to throw up quietly. It's not an easy thing to manage.
Is vomiting accented? I never thought about that.
No, I'd make a noise.
Is vomiting
accented? So to be silent.
At the very end of it, you can hear a little Australian. He's like,
it's the chunder. That's why it has a special name.
Beef.
Damn, what would an Asian vomit be like? It's gotta be slightly accented.
Yes.
I think at the end of a black vomit, you go, God damn. God damn.
That's great. I'm not gonna make fun of you. Take you on the podcast and let everybody know about it.
I'm not going to make fun of you.
He's walking shirtless back to the bathroom.
That's a bourguignon shuffle.
It's the bourguignon shuffle. Like, leave me alone. Stop.
You don't have to lock it.
You don't have to lock it.
It's pretty loud.
I'm sorry.
No. Get the bourguignon. It's very funny.
Hang it out.
You got shy.
I'll leave you alone. All right. I'm done.
Oh,
Isn't But wouldn't that be a good
Like
at the end of a sitcom, the credits come up, and then he goes, Bourguignon.
Bourguignon.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that's,
that was the Bourguignon coming up.
It was great. It was not the Bourguignon's fault. Yeah. It's one of my favorite myths. I had the Beaujolais with the Bourguignon.
What were you drinking?
I was drinking a beautiful wine.
Yeah, we have some.
I cannot pace myself with wine. It's
I'm telling you, wine used to be like fucking badass drink. Like that was like fentanyl back in the 20s.
Undiluted wine?
Wine was for like, for real, like sailors and badasses. It was considered like, if you did in like 1910 or like even like the late 1800s, if you drank wine, you were like an absolute fucking monster.
I think it went for like winos.
Yeah, they called
like,
it.
When you read like Bukowski, he's like, I'm fucking in Skid Row with all the winos.
Exactly.
You guys are just drinking wine?
Dude, Franzia hit the block in like 1890 and dudes are like completely.
Franzia made it to me. You fucking get a box of that shit. You, yeah.
Do you know about the cocaine wine that the Pope was on?
What?
They would, yeah, back when like Coca-Cola and people were mixing cocaine with their products, there was a special cocaine wine. And the Vatican ordered like thousands of bottles of this wine and the Pope was just loving it.
Have you seen the Pope right now?
He's not doing well.
He looked like shit.
Yes. We might have a conclave at some point.
Pope John Paul?
No.
Frankie.
Francis. He looked.
Pope Francis.
Yeah.
He had like bronchitis, they said, so he couldn't even talk. He was just up there like.
He's been unwell for a while. He's not stepping down.
His head, his fucking neck fat is. I mean, I'm not one to judge on that category, but goddamn.
Yeah, he'd be getting the Biden treatment.
He's like.
His neck fat is like.
Like the dude from Mad Max. He's just
it's truly impressive.
Let me see this.
I think he only had one lung to begin with.
He has double pneumonia. Like
he's
in both,
both lungs.
We must pray for the Pope.
I'm not making fun of him, but they did him dirty with this.
Damn, I didn't realize the Pope was that fucked up.
Washington Post was doing him dirty on this.
Dude.
They wrote this sleepy.
Yeah, they don't got to do that to him.
Yeah, that's your grandpa at the end.
I mean, again, I'm not going to rush this Pope, but we do need a new Pope.
It's time.
I'm ready for cool young American Pope. The young Pope activated me when I watched it. Like, that's what the church needs.
When did we elect Francis? Wasn't it?
Like ages ago. It was like 10 years ago.
He was the first guy to come out. He was 10
years ago.
It's a hard job.
He was looking all right.
It was, yeah, he was decent.
This is.
He had a bit of a twinkle in his eye. Double pneumonia, cocaine, wine.
Beef bourguignon. You got the bourguignon going.
That would be a cool life, and like the absolute utter, like the top hierarchy of the church would be probably sick as hell.
Have you seen the new Conclave movie?
No, is it any good?
It's not as good as The Young Pope. That's all I could think. But it is, it's great until the last 10 minutes when you find out, spoiler, that the guy they've just elected is an intersex pope with a womb. And then it's like, it's written by a Church of England guy, so they're all just like very sensitive. Like, wouldn't that be interesting? What is a man? You go, this was a great drama about one of the candidates had a secret family. He was black and homophobic, and people were like, you only like him because he's black. And they're all having it's great. There's like arguments and what's the future of the church? And then just at the end, there's a terrorist attack, and people go, let's get the trans woman. Or the intersex person. It's a problematic. But Ralph Fiennes is great. And Stanley Tucci. Everything Stanley Tucci is
wonderful.
Wait,
do they have like a serious like religious drama that ends with a trans pope?
Yeah. Intersex pope.
Oh, shit.
You mean like a natural one? Like a natural
trans? Like it's a little Mexican guy who's like, I found out that I had a uterus.
And they're killing the Mexicans with this trans shit.
What?
They got this and fucking...
Have they got another big trans
person?
There's
a big Mexican trans movie.
Really?
Amelia... It's like they're getting all the Oscars. Amelia Perez. I watched it.
How was it?
It's fucking terrible. It's one of the worst pieces of shit I've ever seen.
It's about a Mexican trans?
It's about a cartel leader that transitions.
Nice.
They quit the cartel and the way they're hiding is transitioning.
Okay.
But instantly the character becomes like a sympathetic character.
Oh, I thought you
did. It's like, yeah, they were just beheading everyone. And it's like, oh, they're trans. They're like, oh, I love them.
So they want.
And it's a fucking musical. With not really good singing.
It sounds great. As a description, if someone said this is my cartel trans musical, sounds...
Yeah, that's why I
watched
it.
It's a cool idea. It's a cool premise.
Yeah.
Cartel boss becomes Queen of the South, basically.
Yeah.
Becomes a trans.
And then comes back. They think the family thing... Then he misses Doubtfire's the family.
Nice.
It truly does. He comes back to his family and he's like, it's me.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
Which it was clearly him.
Are you sure you weren't watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
No. We had that conversation. For real. While we were watching it, it was like, damn, this is what it must have been like. Where like a little girl is holding, or he's holding a little girl as a woman now. Yeah. And the little girl's like, I just miss my dad so much. I miss the way he smelled. I loved him. And the Mrs. Doubtfire's like,
I'm not going to bore you with Finnegan's Wake, but that's the only thing I will say. It's been putting me, this is what I like about it. It's been putting me in a very timeless frame of mind.
That's the best way.
Outside of time. Tillich's dimension of depth.
Of course.
That's how I've been feeling.
You're in Tillich's dimension of depth.
That's how I've been feeling lately. So that's been a nice feeling to kind of leave.
I had a feeling. Have you been caught whacking off lately?
I know you've been timeless.
I know you've just been an ageless wanderer, but have you been caught jacking off in a bathroom?
I mean, dude, like HCE, yes, I was caught. Fuck it, I was tempted. By the sirens in my own mind.
Thunderfish came and got you.
I was
Thunderfish caught you. We're both dealing with some thunderfish.
Yeah, I was caught. I was, but that was last weekend, bro. That was in the past.
What are you doing in there?
For real, man. That was so embarrassing. She's like, what are you doing in there? And I'm just in the shower with a boner. Just what?
Nothing.
Nothing. She's like, I saw what you're doing. I was like, ah, damn it. Now I got caught lying and jerking off, huh? I'm just the biggest piece of shit in the world, aren't I?
I wish I could tell you I didn't almost get caught yesterday. I wish I could tell you I almost didn't get caught. I had to scamper.
Did you really?
But she didn't hear the scamper. I survived.
Oh, you got
scampered to the lab. I had the door open, scampered.
So you got the entrance.
I got the skedaddle. I heard the door open, and I skedaddled on back to the lavatory.
Bro, that's not like we've been training for that our whole fucking lives.
I know, but I haven't had to skedaddle in so long. I fucking made it to the bathroom. I was like, what?
Taking shit.
What? I'm doing this.
Taking shit. So you didn't get the
I didn't get the full release.
Damn, you probably charged it up.
But I was like, she's taking a nap. I'm fucking set.
Oh yeah.
Of course. The second we started.
Brother, welcome to my world.
Thunderfish. Thunderfish flops in the room and I had to ski on daddle down to the lab. With my pants at my knees, ski daddle down.
Expert shuffle.
It's the potato, the sack race to the bathroom. What? I think you scared me.
Why do I have my phone in my shower? I was answering an email.
Checking my phone.
Phone in the shower is the most sinister delight, but also so fucking
It's just
sketchy.
Too risky.
Phone in the shower is so risky. Unless you got a big shampoo bottle, you can fucking pop in front of it. But yeah, man, I don't bring my phone to the shower. I used to. There was a period where I was big phone and shower guy, and it's just like, I think it's literally taken a couple years off of my life. The anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm just having just the lowest volume, just going, fuck. Oh shit! What the fuck? Is that? Just phone soaking wet on the fucking sink outside the shower.
the garage door at my parents' house. That was a godsend.
That's what you need, man.
We need to bring back garage doors.
Get this rigged up with an alarm, dude.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep.
No, I got it. Yeah.
Do you have the
ring camera now?
Oh, perfect. There you go.
See who's coming and going.
There you go.
Yep. Why don't you say it?
Yeah, man, get in here.
Say it into the microphone, bud.
Yeah, caught fapping recently?
Not recently, but you know how every college dorm is like, yeah, they got the drains are all clogged because all the kids are. Have you ever heard that old tale?
No, but it makes perfect sense.
My dorm showers, drains. Everyone always has that story.
Especially you with your fucking hairy ass.
Well, they say it's because of the cum. They say it's because the cum boys and your dorm ass hair. Shower drains always clog with cum and ass hair. And I was contributing to that clog in my university my freshman year.
In the common shower area?
In the common shower area. That's where I would have to hurt myself because I had two roommates in my dormitory.
I don't think I caught a beat in the shower, Kyle. I really don't.
It's really bad. It's like a hospital shower too. There, it's like the shitty curtains and it's just, you know, like a closet. So it's a sad beat in there. And my classmates hollered at me while I was hurting myself in the college shower. What do you do to them?
I think we caught someone one time where we used to, like, while people were showering, we would fuck with them in my freshman dorm, and we, like, one time yanked the curtain open, and he was just standing there with a full-on rager. We're like, oh!
Yeah, that's what would have happened to me if they were to breach it. That would have happened to me.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, I've tried to come up with a million arguments for why I'm having a boner in the shower, and there's no, it's just, you're busting,
warm water felt good.
Leave me alone.
I'm so relaxed.
There's also there's a kind of like a noise pattern. If you're beating off in the shower, the water falls in a very specific way.
Yeah,
you got to try to like at least turn your back.
Avoid that.
You got to turn your back to it. But then you're like, well, I want the warmth.
Yeah.
So I can simulate fellatio. So
it's tricky.
You got to watch it because it's like the water falls in like little torrential drops. But yeah, you know, all our brothers, dude, stay strong out there, dude. Mm-hmm. Keep it underground. Keep it underground, dude. It's the revolution, dude.
It will not be televised. Occasionally, it almost gets televised. And you have to scamper.
I told you, I spun the last time I got caught into some SEXO.
Yes.
I just fully owned it and was like, bro, I'm getting erotic in here. Excuse me. I'm all worked up, man. Help me out. Help a brother out here.
Mm-hmm.
Help a brother out here. I should have done the Uncle Sam yell. What are you doing in there? Don't do it in there, young man.
You must be out your damn mind.
Your wife will be awake any minute.
You love the Super Bowl performance.
I thought it was underwhelming. I really did.
Yeah, it was.
I had, you know, did I kind of want to see it go poorly? I think there was part of me genuinely that, you know, I was hating.
Not as much as they were hating.
They were hating hard.
That was the most hate.
That was fucking.
It was the most hate possible.
It was some really. I didn't understand all the symbology under it, dude. I mean, I didn't know.
So deep.
I didn't know whose exes were there.
The exes were there because it was like a PlayStation and this is a game.
Oh, shit.
You ever think about that?
Oh, shit.
Bro, his chain was an A minor.
I was trying to figure out. I thought it was his middle initial. A minor. Yeah. Oh, also, actually, kind of technically, it was a lowercase a. A minor is. There's like an actual notation for A minor. You can do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like
I thought the lowercase a would be the A minor.
No, there'd be a tiny little m. That's technically a minor. That's just a lowercase a. That's just a little a. But maybe it's even deeper. There's probably some shit I'm not even seeing.
I don't know anything about keys at all.
Yeah, or like secret fucking pedophile hieroglyphs.
Well, then the A minor doesn't. Why? Maybe I got that symbology wrong.
You could be right, though, man. I mean, why else would there be a tiny little A? You know, checks out. It makes sense to me. But yeah, I don't know. It lacked kind of the showmanship. I was like, dude, Ursher last year, say what you want about Ursher. You know what I mean? Look, the guy's got skeletons. I don't know what happened. I know he got in some legal hot water. Hopefully it's not true about potentially giving a man herpes, which, you know, I hope he didn't do that.
Yeah.
But his performance was great, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Ursher's performance was crazy. That was just like, okay. I don't know. It seemed all built around smiting another man, and it was just kind of like, bro, like, it's cool. You know, winning's great. Yeah. I'm glad you won, but I don't know, man. It wasn't for me.
For sure. I mean, yeah, you want to play your hits.
Yeah.
And not, I don't know, because one of the knocks on him is the only time he gets attention is when he's talking about Drake.
As of late, for sure.
And there it is again. He did it again.
Yeah.
He got the most attention of his career because.
But here's what you got to think about. This is what you got to think about. And I do appreciate Jim Jones for opening my eyes to thinking like this. Was he, but like, what about the bag? What kind of bag was he getting? Because they were coming at Drake for
the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he got the
It's free.
What?
Yeah.
You perform for free?
Yeah.
What is
$0.
This? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Just, I guess it's like good publicity?
Yeah.
What? Who pays for all those fucking million dancers?
I mean, I'm sure they cover that. You don't pay for that, but.
Okay. That'd be crazy, bro. If I was footing the bill and I'd be like, yeah, let me surround myself with 800.
Gunner, why am I doing the fact checking? Come on, man.
I said, if I had to fit the bill for 800 male dancers, that's crazy. He had a lot of bros. It was just the bros, dude. That was another.
A lot of guys dancing.
I'm going to need 800 male dancers.
I like tough dancing.
Me too.
I like when people are mad dancing.
I got a little scared. I was like, oh.
I was spooked out. Oh, I was scared of that. I was very scared during the performance.
It's classic. That was a Philip Ross one book. He got it. The old professor does that like accidentally. He's like saying a ghost.
Yeah.
He's like, I feel like there's a spook in here. And the student's like, hey, and they fire him off the campus. But the professor's secretly half black and he's been hiding it his whole life. We could talk lit, dude, all you want.
I would love to talk lit.
But yeah, dude, that was.